This is Keith Blomond, online reporter for the Connecticut Post, and with me on the line is Professor Arthur Paulson. He's the professor of political science at Southern Connecticut State University. Thanks for talking with me.
Sure.
Professor, a poll released today by Quinnipiac University shows Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd is almost completely unknown among registered Democratic voters in three key presidential swing states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. His numbers are even glum in his home state of Connecticut. What do all these early numbers mean for Dodd's campaign?
Well, I would say two things. Normally, numbers like this early don't necessarily mean that much. He is certainly, at best, among the second tier of candidates. It seems that each party has three really leading candidates, and he is not among the leading Democrats at the moment, so that's no surprise. And I think there was a previous Quinnipiac poll that showed him doing poorly in Connecticut. So I don't think that it necessarily means that much, with the exception of this proviso that the invisible primary, which you know, is now commonly called that in the literature, is really quite important with regard to fundraising, etc. And I think that Dodd needs some good news, either in polling data or more likely in fundraising data, when he has to give reports to the Federal Election Commission, in order to gain some traction. He needs to raise enough money to make a splash in the New Hampshire primary. By that I mean really run first or second in New Hampshire, I would say. And you know, that's what he would hope to do. Now, if he doesn't show any fundraising traction by sometime this fall, then he would probably be getting out of the race.
Dodd was in Council Bluffs, Iowa last week, and he talked about his vote to support the Iraq War in 2002, he was speaking among a crowd of about 25 people at a place called Tish's Restaurant. What role is he playing right now among his other fellow candidates for president at this stage in the primaries?
At the moment, I would have to say that he's not playing much of a role at all. Senator, and that's not because he's an insignificant individual. I think he's a senator with a long record and a respected record on national issues. Senator Obama at the moment seems to be making a very effective appeal for the anti-war vote. Senator Clinton, because of the position she's taking to not apologize for her vote for the war, even while she opposes it now, is making something of an appeal to the moderate wing of the party. Senator Edwards is at least being reasonably effective at retaining the base he built in the primaries in 2004. He would hope to score some early victories, particularly in the South and among labor voters in primaries everywhere. So they all three of them have a base, and as the expression seems to go, there isn't enough oxygen for additional candidates at the moment, which does not rule out the possibility that someone might emerge. Among the lower tier candidates right now, Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico appears to be getting impressive reviews. Whether that's going to show up in fundraising or polling data for him, of course, we don't know yet. But Senator Dodd really has a really rough task ahead of him, because what he needs to do is create an opening for himself, and at this moment, that appears not to be happening.
On the subject of fundraising, Senator Dodd's been using his new role as the new Banking Committee Chairman to solicit campaign funds from banking industry executives and lobbyists. How's that likely to work for him?
I think he'll certainly be able to raise some money. Whether it'll be enough to keep him going, I don't know. It would be premature to say that it can't, but he really needs to pull some fundraisers among some fundraising among Democratic activists, and he hasn't done that yet. I don't think he's going to raise enough money without a strong base of support to break into the top three. Like I say, that's not impossible, and he always has a chance to make a splash in the New Hampshire primary. But strangely enough, while he is certainly much more liberal than Lieberman, I think he has about as much chance. He has probably less chance of winning the nomination now than Lieberman did at this time 4 years ago.
Do you believe that Christopher Dodd thinks he can be elected president in 2008?
I think he's got to. The question really isn't whether he thinks he can. It is probably that this is his best shot, so why not take it?
All right, Professor. Thanks for your time.
Sure.